Good morning and welcome to the West Coast airing of .fm News this morning. We start with the latest world news right now. For that, we go to our .fm newsroom in New York. The corruption surrounding a major American finance highway has become another example of how sinkholes in Afghanistan for the money of taxpayers. Polls show the New Democrats leaping over the Liberals, which could dash the hopes of the Conservative Prime Minister to gain a majority in the House of Commons in Canada. Five of the suicide bomber kills eight at an Iraqi market. Five of the dead in the northern city were soldiers on duty as merchants were closing shop for the evening. Japan Prime Minister Naoto Kan's remarks came after an advisor resigned to protest what he called unsafe measures. The capture of the Omari Mosque was a sign of the government's determination to crush dissent in Daraa. German politics faces grassroots threats, loosely translated as enraged citizen DeWitt Berger has stepped outside the classical system and has become the bane of every political party in Germany. Julius Malema, the leader of South Africa's governing party's youth wing, is defending the right to sing a song with the seemingly bloodthirsty line, "Shoot the Boer." Politicians from many of Burkina Faso's 34 opposition parties joined pop stars to demand that President Blaise Compaoré leave office. A video has been released of showing Syrian forces dispensing crowds with bullets and tear gas on Friday. Stanford University joins other elite universities in debating whether to invite ROTCs back on campus in the next school year. A federal court has told Department of Veteran Affairs to consider giving families more input on fiduciary decisions for veterans. After months of monitoring three suspects in the hope of building a wider case against Qaeda operatives, investigators learned of what sounded like an imminent attack. Politics now. Republican leaders, activists, and donors worry that the party's initial presidential field could squander a chance to capture grassroots energy and build a strong case against President Obama. The soft drink industry fights proposed food stamp ban. An array of food companies and anti-hunger groups are lobbying against a request by New York City to ban the use of food stamps to buy sugar-sweetened beverages. Massachusetts House seeks to limit collective bargaining. The proposal will allow local officials to set health insurance, co-payments, and deductibles for their employees to save cities and towns about $100 million. And public employee unions in Florida, reminding of the GOP of past support, have persuaded some Republicans to oppose a bill meant to weaken unions. And finally, in technology news, games like Angry Birds are crossing the generational divide more easily than ever, pitting father against sons in the quest for achievement. A page on Facebook posts pictures and other keepsakes that fell from the sky after violent storms that tore through the South. And finally, this morning, security researchers have seen claims that the hackers responsible for the attack on Sony's PlayStation Network were trying to sell credit card records. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, your morning news right now. Later today, you can catch .fm Weekend Report. Later on .fm, check local listings for showtimes and follow our official Twitter page at SNYCNOWFM, where you'll catch the latest information pertaining to us, plus any upcoming news and specials. And that is the West Coast .fm News this morning. Good morning.